Now, let's find out what's making news in the US. Thanks to Kia's end of financial year offers. On now.
Now, anybody can think that's right is beyond me. Richard Arnold, good afternoon. This amusement park rescue, what about the dramatic vision coming out of this?
Yeah, this is a story that's kind of the reverse when it comes to human nature, the power of everyday folks coming together. This was very much the situation at the Six Flags amusement park in New York, where a 14-year-old girl was dangling from a stopped gondola on a sky ride, sort of ski lift type thing. She was about 9 metres up, hanging on by the fingernails. A witness says,
"We heard some screaming, and I see this young girl hanging from the car like she had slid out or was sliding out, and just her shoulders, head, and arms were still in the car, and the rest of her torso was dangling."
Well, there wasn't time to get any outside help, so people in the crowd gathered to catch this girl when she fell.
"Out of the way, out of the way!"
There's one man who was taking a lead. The young girl's younger brother was on the ride as well. He was freaking out.
He was screaming and yelling, you know, "She can't move, she's going to fall, she's going to fall."
Well, she couldn't hold on much longer, and the crowd urged her to make this leap of faith, which it certainly was.
"Step down, honey! Go ahead!"
And she fell, hitting a tree branch as she came down, but she was caught by those in the crowd.
"Oh, my God!" My father and I caught her as she came down.
She didn't get caught. She would have been in a body cast. Broken bones or worse.
That is the man she fell on. He has some slight injury, but this teenager has survived without any serious concerns herself. Pretty good effort by those on the scene.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Now, tell me about these photos of Mount St. Helens, the volcano.
Yeah, love this. 37 years since the top blew off Mount St. Helens in Washington State, one of the worst natural disasters this country has seen. It killed 57 people, costing $1 billion plus at the time. Ash from the volcano spread into 11 states. Now, all these years on, some never-before-seen photos of the eruption have just emerged. It's thanks to Katie Dimoff, who's a photographer with a love for old camera stuff. She found some old gear in a second-hand store recently with undeveloped film in it, and she had it developed and restored. Turns out to be photos from that fateful day, some amazing pictures, and also photos of a family taking a family selfie in the days before there was such a thing. But a family photo. Here's the family before the volcano blows up, right?
Wow.
She posted these on social media, and Mel Purvis saw them and said, "That's me." And it is. It is Mel with his wife and his young son, who's now passed on, and his grandmother. And this is also likely the last photo ever of his grandma. So Mel says, he almost fell out of his chair. It is amazing. They're not sure how the camera wound up where it did, but Katie now is sending us off to the Purvis family along with the prince. Talk about a blast from the past, right? Literally.
Yeah, literally, exactly. Blast from the past. I like it. Richard, thank you. Have a good day. We'll chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.